WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and a whole lot of heart. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, where we ditch the pressure, embrace the messy, and level up our lives. Today's topic? A big one. Embracing vulnerability and imperfection. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a mask, pretending everything's perfect when inside you're screaming, help? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others online, or judge yourself harshly for making a little mistake? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you something revolutionary. It's okay not to be okay. Our society screams at us to be flawless, successful, and always on. We're bombarded with images of seemingly perfect lives, making it easy to feel like we're constantly falling short. But guess what? That's a total lie. Perfection is an illusion, a myth that only sets us up for disappointment and anxiety. The truth is, our imperfections are what make us human, unique, and truly beautiful. So, how do we break free from this pressure cooker of perfectionism and actually embrace our vulnerability? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will totally rock your world. Number 1. Stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a waste of time and energy. We all have different paths, different struggles, different strengths. Remember, you're playing a different game than everyone else. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and learn from your stumbles. Number 2. Let go of the need for control. Life is unpredictable, messy, and wonderfully chaotic. Trying to control everything is like trying to hold on to sand. It just slips through your fingers. Instead, learn to flow with the current, embrace the unexpected, and trust that things will work out in their own time. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. When you mess up, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and give yourself permission to be imperfect. Number 4. Speak your truth. It can be scary to share your vulnerabilities, but it's also incredibly liberating. Find people who truly listen, support you, and accept you for who you are, flaws and all. Sharing your story can not only help you heal but also inspire others to do the same. Number 5. Celebrate your uniqueness. You are a masterpiece in progress. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your strengths, and never apologize for being exactly who you are. The world needs your unique voice, your perspective, your light. Don't dim it. Let it shine bright. Think about that time you decided to take a leap of faith, even though it felt scary. You know, like trying out for that play, asking someone on a date, or starting that new project? That's vulnerability in action. And guess what? It often leads to some amazing things, even if it doesn't always go perfectly. That moment you finally said, yes, instead of letting fear hold you back, that's when the magic happens. Remember, embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak. It's about being strong enough to show up authentically and connect with others on a deeper level. It's about letting go of perfectionism and accepting that life is messy, beautiful, and always evolving. So, my friends, let's make this a commitment, to ourselves, to each other, and to the world. To be brave enough to show up as our true selves, imperfections and all. Let's celebrate our uniqueness, support each other through the ups and downs, and never stop striving for growth, connection, and joy. Ready to take action? Head over to our social media channels and share your biggest vulnerability. What are you letting go of today to embrace your authentic self? Join the conversation, inspire others, and let's create a community where it's okay not to be okay, because together we rise above. See you in tomorrow's episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.